This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The great, legendary Eagles coach Dick Vermeil is with us every single Friday at this time. He's sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. I got to imagine Coach Vermeil was a big Paul Newman fan back in the day. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, you ever see the great movie Slapshot there with Paul O'Neill? I mean, with Paul O'Neill. Did I say Paul O'Neill? Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Yeah,
you like that movie?
Long time ago, guys.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
It was a long time ago. All right, Dick.
Everything seems like a long time ago to me now.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Dick, we're going to do almost all Eagles with you. I want to ask you one Phillies-related question, and then we'll shift to the Birds. You know the deal. Second straight year, the Phillies just lost a really tough one. And a manager has to do a lot to pick up the pieces, figure out who's on his team, who's not, kind of prop the guys up, probably motivate some dudes. What is it like when you lose a tough one like this late in the playoffs, where you got to make the turn eventually to the new season? What is that challenge like for Rob Thompson? Obviously, you went through it 80 into 81. What is that challenge like?
Well, first, it's an emotional challenge. You know, just whipping it emotionally and getting yourself back. So you can eliminate emotion and evaluate the process and put a plan together to move forward. First, take away all the positives. You can spend too much time feeling sorry for yourself. And I've done that before, okay? So that's a bad mistake. No, then you go back and evaluate all the good things you did, and then you try to evaluate why there were some things you didn't do as well. And then what can improve those things you didn't do well? What process? Is it personnel? Is it coaching? Is it decision-making during the game? These kinds of things. And you put that package together and come up with an answer that will help you get better next year.
Coach, Rob Thompson's being criticized for sticking with players who didn't hold up their end of the bargain in the NLCS. Can loyalty to your players be a bad thing? How often in your career did loyalty get you in trouble?
I don't know if it ever gets you in trouble, okay? Loyalty is one of the greatest attributes a person can possess. I don't know if it gets you in trouble. It can cause you some problems, which it did with me a few times. And sometimes when I, as a leader, went against my loyalty thought and went with an organizational thought, it backfired me. I shouldn't have given in. I should have gone what I really believed in. So, you know, you can win some and lose some in that situation.
Dick Vermeil here with us, as he is every Friday at this time. Dick, let's talk about the Eagles' win versus Miami and the game versus Washington and kind of the rest of the season. So, to me, I think going into the Miami game, we knew the Eagles' offense is good enough to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they have that personnel. We wondered about the defense. What stood out to you with how impressive the Eagles' defense was versus Miami and what it means for their chances this season?
Domination by the front four. When they are emotionally, physically ready to go, they are very difficult against any kind of caliber team or any level caliber of team in the NFL. When those guys are humming, it makes the other seven a lot better. We're not a high percentage blitz team either. So if we put more pressure on those guys, and when they step up and get it done against the matchups they have that week, it's very difficult to beat them.
The pass defense just looking incredible against Miami. How much better does that get with Kevin Byard on the team, Coach?
Can't hurt, might help. Okay. That's a simple answer. And, you know, when you get a better player and put him in and he gets comfortable in position, his percentage of improvement will show the entire defensive team or offensive team.
So Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, our D tackles, have helped our run defense move into the top spot in the NFL. We're number one against the run. How important is stopping the run in today's NFL? Do I overvalue it because we used to value it so much? The game has changed an awful lot. The pass is king. How important is it to be able to stop the run?
Well, I think it's critical, and it's maybe the number one thing the defense has to do other than don't give up the bomb, okay, don't give up the big play. But when you move the game into the quarterback's hands, now you define what you have to do on defense to disrupt his passing rhythm and completion percentage and big play-making abilities. Yeah. No, I just stop the run, and put the hands or responsibility for winning in that quarterback's hands. It's pretty well defined then.
So Washington, October 1st, not too long ago, gave us some problems, took us to overtime. How concerned should Eagles fans be that the Commanders always seem to play us so tough?
Well, that's the emotional side of the game. You know, it's a divisional rival for years, years, and years. There's the mental side, the emotional side, and as I always say, football is a combat sport, and you have to be ready for combat. The Washington Redskins are not a real good football team, okay? Mm-hmm. Offensively, they're not as good as they were last year. So, and their pass protection is poor. That should be our advantage. It should be our advantage if we're both, you know, humming emotionally and prepared to play the game. You know Washington, playing at home, will be ready to play. And I believe our coaching staff will have them ready to go. I don't see the game as close as my computer predicts it. Now, defensively, they do some things pretty good. The Redskins, God, I can't get over that. That shows my age. Anyway, you know, their situational defense is very good. Their third down conversion defense, I think, is number one in the NFL against pass offense on third down. And their red zone defense is very good. So those situational things are doing very well.
So we couldn't get Sam Howell on the ground the last time we played. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL. Why is this Sunday going to be different? Why are we going to sack Sam Howell this time around?
I just don't think their football team is getting better. It might be getting worse, okay? And not that it's a bad football team. They won a few games. But I don't think they're playing as well as they were capable of playing earlier.
Dick Vermeil here. Dick, let's get to your prediction. You know, Eagles Washington, your computer's prediction, your personal prediction. Where do you stand on this matchup for Sunday?
Well, they say, my computer says, we'll beat Washington by 7. I'll be surprised if we don't beat them by more, because there's some glaring mismatches in favor of our football team. They're in favor of the Eagles. And if they play emotionally competent football, smart football, don't turn the ball over, I don't think it'll be a real close game. I really don't.
I agree.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick, two other quick things I want to get to here, offbeat, off the Eagles. One's related, but I know Otho Davis was your guy and the trainer for a lot of Eagles coaches. Dinner's coming up next week. I know you're often there, not always able to be there. Are you going to be there next week? Obviously, it'll be great to see you if you are, and I know Otho for you was a very special person.
I'll be there, you bet.
That's great, Dick. That's great. That's always a special night, you know, to see you and Harold and the crew get together. It's really great stuff.
Thank you. I really look forward to it. As you said, Otho Davis was a very special guy, not only as a trainer, but as a man. He had a great combination of technical skill, fundamental skills, plus an unbelievable sense of humor when he wanted to use it.
I love it. And, Dick, one final thing. I want to hop over. You know, it's a leadership-oriented question to you. I mean, when I think of who's a great leader, I think of Dick Vermeil. And, of
Thank
course,
you
learned from, you're welcome, and you learned from many great leaders, including John Wooden with UCLA when you were two doors down from him, when he was coaching the Bruins and hoops and you were coaching the football team. And I'm curious how, Dick, you would handle a situation that the 76ers coach Nick Nurse is in right now. So James Harden simply does not want to play for the Sixers. He's made that abundantly clear. He did not show up for 10 consecutive days before the Sixers season started, then wanted to get on a team plane 2 days ago to go out to Milwaukee. They wouldn't let him on the plane. The GM doesn't want to trade him until he finds the right deal, which I don't blame the GM for trying to hold out for value. And the head coach is in a spot where the normal rules don't apply. I know you would try to talk to James Harden and reason with him. He doesn't want to be reasoned with. He's being intentionally difficult. How would you handle this? This is a brutal spot if you're the head coach. How do you handle that?
Probably poorly. But no, my first response would be get rid of him.
Oh, I think his phone just zapped out.
Just let him go.
Oh, I really wanted to hear that answer. Well, James, maybe you can maybe Dick's still talking and we can't hear. Well, look, we appreciate Dick for being
here. I hear you.
Wait, Dick, we got you.
Okay.
All right, Dick, we heard you say probably poorly. What did you say after that? How would you handle this?
I'd let him go. Get him out of here.
Even if it's for bad value, you just make it's a bad trade. You just say, we got to get him out as soon as possible?
The negatives are worse than the value.
Wow.
Decisive.
That's the way it is in football. I don't know how it is in the NBA, believe me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think hoops is different because there's only so many really quality players, and I don't think you can just give one away, but it's a brutal spot for a head coach. Dick, we appreciate you always being on the program. Of course, great news, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wines shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. Once again, that's vermeilwines.com for coaches. Entire wine selection. Dick, how's the wine business going? You having a good fall?
Yeah, going great. The grapes we harvested this year were the finest quality in the history of our business so far. So we're really excited going to produce.
That's wonderful.
Outstanding.
Again, that is vermeilwines.com for the highest quality wines Dick Vermeil has ever produced. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, Dick.
Bye.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, there he is, Dick Vermeil.